welcome to a very special episode of the Houston Element Podcast. Today, we're doing another inside exclusive special, and we are with the legendary one and only 24 Resting.
Thanks for having us. What?
I didn't do the thing.
Oh, it's okay. This is 24 Resting.
Oh, yeah.
Resting, though, seems a bit like death when I do it this way. So not that, but thanks for having us.
Thank you guys for blessing the podcast once again. Mm-hmm. It is always a great time having you guys around, whether I'm seeing y'all live, listening to y'all in the car, acting like I could someday sing like that. But it is always a pleasure to have you guys, man.
We love being here.
Thank you, man. And so we're going to be talking about the latest single that y'all been working on, Happy Girl.
Yes.
So share the tea, honey.
Happy Girl. So we did the show. We wrote, 50 songs, and that was over the course of 6 months last year. And out of those 50 songs, we got 12 of them. So we're actually going to be releasing all 12 of them on the 24th of every month this year for 2024. For 24 Resting, it's just our year. Missy, this is our year, right? I'm not like into numerology, but if I was, this would be the hottest thing like for me this year. So yeah, we're going to be releasing them all. And the first one is Happy Girl. When we did the show, that one had the most response from everybody. And personally for me too, just like the way it was written, get into that at some point. But yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite songs. And so yeah, we're really excited to be sharing it with everyone.
I was one of the lucky few to be able to get to go see you guys perform that song firstly live last year. Mm-hmm. And that was amazing. That was amazing. I mean, it's never a bad time when you see these guys live. Never a bad time. I mean, I'm telling you, you could be having a heart attack. You'd be like, this is great. Like, really, truly. So tell us about, what was the writing process about for Happy Girl?
Well, writing process wise, usually what we do is Laura goes in the studio. I set her up with a track that I make, just loop it for about half an hour, and whatever comes out is what comes out. So she just sits there screaming her head off sometimes. She sings, she comes up with just lyrics and stuff, and she came up with a chorus on the spot that was, I wanna be a happy girl. Mm. And instantly I was like, that's the chorus for sure. Like, I don't know what that's about, but that's the chorus. Yeah. And from there, she was able to, like, write around that and build upon it. But, I mean, yeah. This is mostly, this is a very, like how some songs just have beautiful music, some songs have beautiful lyrics. Like, this is definitely one of those lyric-centered songs that, like, that was a lot of, like, what you wrote and, on you.
Yeah. So what he was saying, like, about the process. So he had the loops for us, and then I just go in there, and that particular day, whatever was going on, whatever space I was in, I was just listening to the music and the guitars. You know, that intro is just dun 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 dun, and I'm just like, yes, I am here. This is my Blink 182 phase, or my punk aggression. Like, that side of me, it just got triggered. And yeah, like you said, I just at one point was singing like, I just want to be a happy girl. And that I knew in the moment too. Sometimes I know what chorus he's going to pick because he goes in and he filters it, right? He goes in and he's like, that part, this part, that's our process. And it works really well. But I knew this is the chorus. And if it's not, I'm going to tell you, no, this is the chorus. Like, we have to have this. And yeah, so after he got that part together, he showed me, all the different little parts of the verses that he chose, and those don't have lyrics necessarily in the moment. And so I took it and went with a guitar, and learned the progression, and now I'm putting the lyrics to it. And that's when stuff got real.
Oh my God. No, it was real. Like you say, when I first heard that, nah, 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 I was like, oh God, I better sit down. Things about to start shaking all around. Oh man. And so, like, you told us a little bit before the last time you were that you do a lot of the lyrical writing yourself, and he does a lot of the instrumental writing himself. So what was it? Because this one kind of got like a more like a pop rock kind of vibe to it. So were y'all like playing both kind of like with the melody and lyrics a little bit, or?
No, just that intro, like you said, it just hit, and I heard that, and he writes all the music, right? So that's him on his own. Mm-hmm. I'm not influencing that. That's his lane, right? And then my lane is the the melodies, and it depends. I have a ton of melodies. I can write whatever. I can give you 5 different melodies for the chorus. And then he picks that. And then I go in and just by myself, most of the time, I do the lyrics. Unless I'm like, man, I can't describe this one thing, or this sounds dumb, or this isn't how I want to say it. And he'll help me kind of filter it into like a better phrase, you know?
Sometimes I can come up with one-liners, but I usually suck at lyrics. So.
No, his one-liners are quick, though. Like, he's got those mic drop moments in a song, you know? So that's what you're really good at.
Yeah, which I didn't help, I don't think, at all with Happy Girl.
This one's
personal. All you venting.
Yeah.
So what was the inspiration behind writing the song Happy Girl?
So the lyrics for this one, the chorus is, I want to be a happy girl, but I've been doing just fine. We're fine. You know, I want to be a happy girl. And so I struggle every single month with my hormonal shifts. You know, as a woman, this is something that I have learned to understand about myself and also struggle to accept about myself and to maneuver and to deal with and not hate myself for being a woman, but to love being a woman. I mean, yeah, you get it. You know, like this is who I am. And I know men's hormonal cycle is very much like morning is their peak. And then by the end of the, like, it's a 24-hour cycle, right? And with women, it's a month thing. So there are times that are really, really difficult. And, you know, so it must have been one of those days when I go into the studio and I just start wanting to be a happy girl. And I just was thinking, like, man, I'm just so tired of being like depressed. I'm tired of being angry for no reason. I'm tired of struggling with all these things, like just whatever emotions were going on. And I think personally, what I've discovered about myself is it's a bit abnormal. And it's called PMDD, so it's like premenstrual dysmorphic disorder. So it's actually a lot more heightened and intense. And a lot of women don't know about it. They're wrongly diagnosed as bipolar. And there is a whole bunch of women out there. And I'm pretty sure a lot of women listening, if this is ringing any bells, like, it's not you. It's just there's something that happens. It's like you're just not yourself. And a noise will set you off. And like, I can get enraged and it's not me. It's like a whole week of my life. It's just, I don't know who I am. And so wrote the lyrics around that, you know, so the first verse is, I see the pretty girls and they're so happy looking at them smile with their perfect teeth, you know, and that is more just like scrolling, you know, looking at Instagram and looking at these beautiful women, but not putting down their beauty, but like judging myself. Right. And so a lot of the songs on this album, especially Waiting For Me, that's another one we did at the show.
Nice.
And that one, I can't wait to show you that one. I love that song. But yeah, it was just like judging myself. And, you know, as you get older, you're just like, I don't want to judge myself. I am who I am. I want to learn who I am and then accept that just like I would anybody else. You know, like learning who Michael is, I want to know who he authentically is and then love him and accept him with that. We have to do that for ourselves. So yeah, that is the basis for all the lyrics, you know, and it's, I'm just being critical cause I'm feeling crappy, but I'm, you know, I'm trying to hide the fear and I'm just fine. I'm fine. You know how girls are. It's like, hey, how you doing today? It's like, fine. I'm about to lose my mind.
Right.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's like, I'm wearing a rug back here, but you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know where this came from, where it's like, you have to say like, I'm fine. I'm just good. No, no, no. And like, not ask for help and not be like, dude, I'm dying inside right now. Like, today sucks so bad. I'm going to have a strawberry.
I really appreciate that you guys did a piece about that. And I mean, to me, listening to it, it almost feels, it has a lot of dynamics to it. Of course, I hear the message that y'all are saying loud and clear kind of things, but I really appreciate that y'all brought that up in the way that you did, because, man, regardless of what your gender is, you know, kind of thing, you know, whatever, because everyone is every living being, you know, you're awesome, you know what I'm saying? But regardless of what gender you are, it's just not acceptable. It should not be normalized for any time you're having a tough day and you walk up and they're like, how are you? You're like, fine. And right. People are like, well, man, you're rude. It's like, Well, man, you're not my mom. Like, you're not my therapist. We're not having coffee. I'm not getting paid $100 an hour to have a conversation with you.
Dude, really? Like, do you want me to tell you how I'm really doing right now?
Right. Like, you know?
Oh, that's so true.
And if you do tell them, be like, well, you know, unfortunately, I'm having a really tough time with XYZ. You
they
know
just
what I'm
walk
saying?
Away. They're like, oh, good luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah. They either say, they either walk away like, oh, I don't want to hear no more. Or they tell you, oh, well, you know, you're just being sensitive.
Yeah.
Why don't you just buck up?
Just smile.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just smile.
Oh, man. I gave a couple people a mouthful. Okay. Because side note, your girl had nerve damage on the left half of her face. She had to go through physical therapy just to do this.
Oh, wow.
Just to do this.
Wow, are you
okay.
serious?
Yeah, I had what they call temporarily paralysis on the left half of my face.
I've seen that. So, didn't Justin Bieber have that?
Yeah.
So, from an accident. So, like, for 8 months, I could not brush my teeth, whistle, chew with, like, because, I mean, it was just not functioning. I had to use the muscles from this eye just to power this eye.
Oh, my God.
So, when people are like, why don't you smile more? I'm like, why don't you eat my shorts more?
You could have given him one of the...
Literally. I looked like,
oh, man.
It was crazy. Yeah. So, I appreciate that you guys put that on the limelight because it's like, look, we're all trying to make it here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I love how, like, the lyrics translate a lot to, like, whatever you're going through. Because I've never even thought about people who have, like, gone through that and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, the amount of, like, just day-to-day, like, issues and stuff that, like, can arise from that kind of stuff. And it's just kind of, like, I think about, like, see the pretty girls with all their perfect teeth smiling and stuff. Like, it's like somebody tells you, why don't you just smile?
I don't have perfect teeth.
Yeah. And you know, like, don't put, I like how y'all presented it, you know, don't put pressure on yourself to be this, that, the other, because there's no one standard of
Absolutely.
Beauty and there's no one standard of happiness. Sometimes happiness could be, I didn't go to jail today. Yeah.
Well, and also what is beautiful? Authenticity is beautiful. Vulnerability is beautiful, especially for a woman. And the sad thing is we are taught to not be vulnerable. Like, gotta be this tough, like, ain't nothing bother me, you know, like, I'm so tough and I don't need you. And but inside, like, I want to cry. It's good for you too. Didn't you just, like, read something about
it?
Like,
releases endorphins. Crying actually makes you feel better.
Crying makes you actually scientifically feel better. And so, yeah, the lyrics, you know, the second verse is, sorry, this song isn't going to lift you up because, baby, I'm down and I've been nearly giving up. But maybe there's something on the inside of you and me. We got to go and see it. And I think because I don't know what's going on when I'm struggling with these thoughts and this, like, I'm like, sometimes, no kidding, I'm better off, like, not being around anyone. I'm just like, I make everything worse. Just, I need to be away from everybody, you know? Which is not true, but you start thinking that. And so it's like, there's something going on inside right now that if I keep pushing it away and being like, no, I'm fine. Happy, happy, happy. You know, then I'm never going to know that. And that is going to come back every single time because it's me. There's something in me that I need to address and I need to get healed. I need to, you know, talk about it and relate to people. Like I said, I know there are people who, even Michael, like, not even thinking about this other injury that you're going through and people are being like, yeah, how you doing? You know, and like, not good. And the funniest thing about Happy Girl, the title, other than the fact that it's in the chorus, is, so I had this friend a long time ago, we are no longer friends. And she was so, like, great to be around and really just always, it was like, what is it on Friends? The guy that's always drunk.
Oh, Fun Bob or
Fun
something.
Fun Bobby or something.
Something
you remember
like that
episode? He's just always so fun. They're like, but wait a minute. We only had half a glass of wine. And like, oh, that's why Bobby's so fun. Right. And so I had this friend who's just always fun to be with. And the one time that something came up in our friendship, that was it. We stopped being friends.
Wow. Like, wow.
We were like inseparable friends too. Mm-hmm. And something that I always kind of think about now is she was very much happy, happy, happy. Good time. And I was like, wow, I did always have a good time. But wait, I could never really like express something that bothered me about you. Happy, happy, happy.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually saw something that she had posted. And it was like, one happy girl right here. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. But on the other hand, I want to be a happy girl. I really do. I just want to be a happy girl. But I deal with all this other stuff. And to pretend that it's not there, you know, it's not healthy either, the happy, happy mindset. But then the depression mindset, like just totally in despair, is not healthy at all. And so then you've got your bridge. And it's this kind of introspective lyrics. It's you don't have to be weak. You're stronger, baby. I see right through the fear. I see everything. You know that I believe. I want you to be. I want you to be. You don't have to prove to me that you're something, baby. I see you in the mirror. See who you could be. You know that I believe, and I can help you out happily. Kind of like a play on the, you know, I can help you out. But I'm talking to myself, almost like looking in the mirror at myself. And, you know, after your eyes are all swollen and puffy and you're just like, what did I just do? Like that emotional hangover. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Those are worse than hangover. Like, those are awful.
Yeah, because it's not just your blood that's out of whack. It's your whole spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it shows on your face. Mm-hmm. You know, and I used to do this thing in high school where, and I'm sorry, you're so like out, you're not in this right now.
No, it's okay. I'm one of the pretty girls, so.
He is, though. No, you are. He's the California pretty girl. It's this thing. Can we tell him the Starbucks thing? Would you mind?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. So, side tangent. When Michael and I first met, we were not dating. We were just friends. It was strictly business for the band. And we go to a Starbucks, you know, he gets his drink and he ordered a latte and he gets it through the window and it's got ice in it. And his only response, do you want to say it? Do you want me? She hands him the drink and he gets it and he's like, I said hot. Just like that. And like didn't like barely, it was like this nasty thing now. Like, wait, what is this? Oh my god. Mm-mm. It was hysterical.
Oh man, I was born in or raised in San Diego for a good part of my like young child life, like the most impressionable years.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do have a little California Valley girl in me.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with that at all. You know, I sometimes make cracks about the people that are like, say, I want it upside down with unicorn fairies and da 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 da. But, you know, damn, when all you do is like, can I have a hot something? Like you tell them, they're like, excuse me. Or like, you know, for example, it's like, excuse me, can you just draw a straight line? Just go from A to B. And they're like, sure. Do, 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 do. And I'm like, but didn't we speak English?
Okay. Another one. Okay. So we just wanted ice cream. Two flavors in my cone.
Oh, my God.
I wanted chocolate and coffee because that's a really good combination. So the girl, I think she's high behind the counter. It's like at a movie theater or something, right? Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. So I'm like, she gets the chocolate. Or no, she gets the coffee. I was like, great, good job. You did it. And then she starts scooping strawberry and I see a full scoop going. I'm like, whoa, no. I said the coffee. And then she goes,
chocolate.
Or the chocolate. And she goes, oh, okay. Yeah. You know, like no response really. Drops it, shakes it off, rinses it, goes back into the strawberry.
Oh my God.
Like, right back
and
into
just
the
kinda like works like
oh my God.
Like trying to make sure this is the right one.
Like asking me with her eyes, this is chocolate, right? No, sweetie, that's strawberry. You just did that. Try again. Anyways, in competency.
Yeah, no, this is why, like, Whataburger, a musician's haven, because it's the only place open at, like,
right.
2 o'clock in the morning. I don't like pickles on my burger, and I don't like mustard, but I limit myself to one mod at Whataburger because I know it's all they can handle. So I either deal with pickles or I deal with the mustard.
Sorry, Whataburger.
Because, like, I can't. If you give them two things, you're going to get a different order than like what you asked for.
Yeah. And you know, shout out to our people working customer service and food, retail,
for
whatever. We know your job is not easy. And we also know y'all have to work with some high schoolers that work that came from a different generation. Okay. But read a book, please. A magazine. I'll settle for a magazine. A
physical.
Okay.
Book.
Just, I mean, a newspaper, something. Just read something that isn't social media, please. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Okay. It's good stuff. Okay. You're going to learn a lot about yourself. Okay. I promise you.
These are the moments when I just want to be like, I want to be a happy girl and just like throw the ice cream. All right. So back to the lyrics. All right. So the bridge, right? Emotional, real, raw kind of talk. Anyways, just that you don't have to be weak. You don't have to be strong. Like you are all these things. You're strong. You're weak. You're a human being. And man, I'll turn that song on in the car. And the coolest thing about these songs, I like them. I would listen to these songs full volume anywhere. Like I'd be the guy on the bike at the park walking or like on his bike with the speaker not in my ears. But you know what I mean? The guys that like jog with their music for everyone else to hear.
Oh, yeah.
I would do that proudly. Shameless self-promotion with this music because I love it that much. So anyways, rant over. Berry time.
I plan to do the same. And whenever y'all have physical CD sales out, or even if it's only digital sales only, that's fine. Your girl's going to be on that like white on rice because, you know, I just like not to say that getting it on those platforms, Spotify, YouTube isn't good. You know what I'm saying? But as an engineer, I can tell when they compress it so much. And I'm like,
and it's already compressed.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm missing that kind of thing. I'll still listen to it. You know what I'm saying? I'll listen to it in a dumpster if that's the only way I got to listen to it because it's still good. You know what I'm saying? When it's still good, it's good. But man.
So you prefer the physical copies of things?
I like the physical copies, or if I go to the individual artist and I purchase a wave download kind of thing from them directly versus trying to download it from. So I don't know if iTunes is supposed to be MP4 format, which is still good, but it can still get compressed kind of things. You know what I'm saying? But I said, if you're going to do digital downloads and iTunes is your best platform, that's still a very good platform for selling digital copies, I would think.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's hard to get like streaming platforms to have like any kind of good quality with music. And it's like you go through the trouble of uploading 44.1, 26 or whatever bit rate and wave format. And then you end up with like 360 MP3, like by the end of it. It's like, oh, my work.
Yeah, because those platforms are hosting millions of tracks. So I get it. They only have so much power server space. They got to accommodate everyone kind of things. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if BandLab, because I know sometimes people sell digital downloads through BandLab. I don't know what format they come in, or is it BeatStar? What is it? I don't know. One of those things. But yeah. But I mean, the point is y'all need to get on that. I need to get on that. Like yesterday, I was like, man, where's my, kind of thing, by the way. So how long did it take y'all to write this piece?
I mean, it's a hard question because of the process. Technically, you could say 6 months because the first 3 months we were writing the songs, all 50.
And meaning then, musically.
Yeah, and then the next 3 months we were recording the songs, at least 12 of them, which recording takes a long time. There's like 60 vocal tracks trying to like edit down and stuff. But all in all, I think like you can probably say like maybe it's like 10 hours worth of like 10 to 15 hours altogether.
Yeah,
but expanded over 6 months pieces.
Wow. Yeah, because we did 50 songs. I didn't write lyrics for all 50 songs, not full, okay, these are the lyrics, they're settled kind of thing. I'd have, ideas and stuff. But for that one, it was like, we're recording it on this day, so you have until then to solidify those lyrics, check them, and make sure that, they all fit and stuff, and the timing is right. So that one, though, that one came out really, really well.
I will say, I remixed that song 10 or 11 different times, like from scratch, because it was a very hard song. I'm not like the best at mixing, but like, it's a very hard song to like get
sitting where I wanted it, you know? And so I would get to the end of the process and I'm like, I'm not happy with it. Restart. And I would just do that. And I have like on my computer, on my drive, you can see like just 10 project folders all the way down. The whole, just for Happy Girl, is like 40 or 50 gigabytes worth of stuff. And like, that's just for one song. And I'm like, I filled up a terabyte, like getting all these songs together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a retired terabyte drive in my box right now.
Well, y'all don't ignore what he said about his mixing, because if y'all listen to anything that these two lovely people recorded and self-produced, it's always fantastic. Fantastic. Especially, I love the way that you capture her vocals kind of thing. Because you as an instrumentalist and as a musician, I have no concern about you bringing those instruments and instrumentals to life, you know what I'm saying? But I really appreciate how you capture her vocals. You really give it the right amount of delay and verb that it really fills it up and not overpower the track.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, you did a great job. And like, so that chorus, we actually kept the demo for the chorus, because it just, you cannot recreate certain emotions. Like when I sang that, We tried a couple times to just like, okay, get that grit right there, put that back on. And I'm like, I don't know what I did. Like that, I am a trained vocalist. I can put that back on. But there was just something in that demo with the, I wanna be, you know, it's just, there's just this way I'd never sang before. And something that we heard from a friend of ours with all 12, he's like, man, I love how, you know, all 12 of these songs, your vocals are just different on all of them. And it's because they were real, authentic in the moment. Venting, like pure emotion with lyrics most of the time.
They had the magic.
They had the magic and we captured it. And the thing is, when we do demos now, we record as high quality as we can because of that very thing.
Just in case if the demo's perfect and you can't beat it.
Yeah.
I like that. That's smart. That's smart, man. And like you were saying before earlier, you know what I'm saying? It's like people try to tell you, oh, don't display your true feeling. Don't display your sadness, your depression, your anger. Well, that is some of the best sauce in music.
Yeah. Did you watch School of Rock? He's like, all right, is everybody good and pissed off now? Time to write a rock song, right?
Hello. Yeah.
The 10-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. If you were just trying, I can't imagine you'd be like, you want to be a happy girl? Or try to be like, you want to be a happy girl? Look, Mariah, bless your heart. We love your Christmas song. Not really. But, you know, Mariah could not capture that emotion. That was a 24 resting original.
I'm just saying, mm-hmm. She is a happy girl. Like, she is the one you'd look at on Instagram and be like, oh, no, I'm a loser. Womp, womp, womp. So, yeah, no. You got to be down in the pits. And everybody is there. Like, Mariah even has her own moments where she's like, man, I'm not good enough. Or I'm insane, or something's very wrong with me. That's the root of that chorus. Like, behind those lyrics, I want to be a happy girl. It is a true plea for, I want to be happy. I'm striving for it all the time. I'm doing everything I can to, like, to get past trauma, to get, you know, more, just to be honest with myself, but not hurt anyone in the process, you know, like put those emotions on display without hurting someone else, because that's usually what happens when I try to be strong and tough and, oh, I'm fine. Like, I usually snap and then I hurt somebody. And, I'm not gonna lie. I don't do this, but the rage gets so bad that I flick someone off on the road. I don't do that. And I did. And immediately after, I was like, that's not me. And now there's that emotional hangover regret, you know, and I try everything that I can. But there are just like, when it's a chemical imbalance, or when it's an injury, when it's something that is beyond you, when it's something that like you don't want to do or be, but you just keep doing it. That is a horrible predicament to be in. It's almost like a prison and you're the gatekeeper. And it's like, all this, you know, my friend, hey, Cheryl, if you're watching, I love you. I quote you all the time. She said this amazing thing about trauma. She said, you know, that one person who abused you, right? Or they said something to you Like they said when you were younger in particular that you weren't good enough or you looked fat in that as a girl. That's damaging, right? Or whatever they said to you when you were little. They said it one time. You say it to yourself now over and over and over again. And now you're the abuser. Like of yourself. And then she told me that. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm the gatekeeper. I'm the one doing this to me, you know? And anyways, and another shout out to Sage. I hope you're watching this. We love you. We'll see her next weekend, by the way. Yeah, she's awesome. So she told me that like she was just requesting this song, like, please, 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 when's this song coming out? Cause I want to send it to my sister, you know? Because this is a scream your head in the car kind of song. Scream your head off in the car kind of song. You know, like a Paramore, like a, you know, I don't know. What do you scream your head off in the car to? What nowadays, I don't even know. Nobody really like belts it out.
You're not screaming Billie Eilish.
Yeah, you're not screaming Billie Eilish, but maybe like an Olivia Rodrigo type.
Yeah,
you know, good
that's
for
actually
you.
That's that a good example.
Absolutely. So, yeah, she's like, I want this for my friend, and she relates. So I'm really excited. I hope it helps people when they listen to it. You know, realize that thing inside of them that wants to be happy. I want that for you too, because I want that for me, and I want that for everybody else. And it's not us. It's this crap that we're like dealing with, and we're all dealing with it, you know, and we love each other like through that, you know, like the really good love is the mom that is loving the baby as it's like whacking her and like hitting her and just like, you know, like trying when someone's trying to push you away and you don't let them, you don't leave them to themselves to just like destroy themselves slowly. That's the kind of love that we just need from each other. So I hope Happy Girl helps. I hope that you scream your head off in the car to Happy Girl. And you know that when you hear it at the end, like, I see you in the mirror. I want you to be happy too. And we can help you out. So
yeah. I mean, really, truly, man, like we need to stop dogging on each other for like trying to vent things like that, man. I mean, no, we're not perfect. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, maybe sometimes us ladies would be more vocal about expressing our emotions, things like that. And I had an incident where I was upset about something and I was talking about it to somebody, but they misconstrued it as I was yelling at them. Mm. And so then what ended up happening to be because, one, look at what time it is. I don't have time to sit here and fight and argue with you. We're grown. Like, hello. And two, I don't have time. I got stuff to do.
<And two. laughs>
So like, you know, I just got to move on with this. You know, if it's so silly, then let's move past it. So I'm like, you're right. I'm sorry. Can we move on now?
Right.
Like you don't need a tampon for your butthole. You didn't bleed or nothing. Are you sure you're alive? I don't need to call 911. Are we going to make it? Are we going to make it? I'm the emotional one, but you're sitting here like, oh, you hurt my feelings because you were saying this, that, but don't get all emotional.
Okay. Right, right, right.
Okay.
The,
you're
like,
right.
The inconsistencies of grace. It's like, I want that from you, but I won't give that to you. You know? Yeah. I feel that.
And that's when I have that moment. I'm like, and I was like, okay, no problem. Let me just be like this. If that makes you feel better. Do you need some milk too? Like, oh God. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, okay? You don't have to be pleasant all the damn time. You can be real.
Yeah.
Just be considerate of people, you know?
Yeah, and I think when then there's a quote that I love too, and jump in whenever you want to, Mike. I don't want to bulldoze this situation here, but there's a quote I love that says, you know, when when you are free, or like when you are showing up and being yourself, it allows other people to be free. Like it, when somebody, like this conversation right now, you know, when I can come out and say it first, man, today sucked actually, or I'm really struggling with this, then you can be like, oh, that's cool. I'm human too. I'm struggling with this today. And it's not that we're like amplifying the negative. It's like we're connecting as human beings. And I know like with Michael, I mean, anytime I'm trying to like, yeah, happy, happy, happy. And just like, you know, these little things are building up in my mind, these total lies about my life, my situation, you know, oh, I have nothing going on, or, you know, just all these negative thoughts about myself. It's like, why don't you get some perspective from somebody else? Like, get outside of yourself and realize that, no, none of this is true, actually. And if you talk to me, I tell you, I don't feel that way about you at all. Like, even that friend I was telling you about, it was all over text. I mean, come on. A friendship's broken up over texting. But, like, if we could sit down and talk, I guarantee you, it was like the Key and Peele sketch, right? The text. Oh, you want to go right now? You've seen that one?
Yeah, man. I don't mind.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh my God. And he was ready to beat him up at the bar.
The bat with the spikes.
He's like, oh my God, that's for my Halloween costume. How did you know?
Yeah. His intentions were so pure because he wasn't, you know, hot and bothered about it. So yeah, I don't know what the point of that was, but no. Oh, right. So if I were to sit down with this person and just be like, no, this is what I meant. Like this, it would be cleared up, right? Oh, you're human. I'm human. Cool. Connection. Boom. We can get through all this stuff together. But if you never stop to like be honest with yourself first and then with somebody else, be like, I'm not happy. I need help. Then you won't get help. You will be separated and no one will want to be around you because then you'll just be the angry girl. And I am all my life, Missy, like that is the girl I related to when goth was first a thing. I was not that cool yet. That was like junior high for me, but I tried to be like goth. And like the monkey ball necklaces, you know, Hot Topic outfits, the big old parachute pants. I tried to be goth and then I was definitely a scene kid. And I'm looking back now and I'm like, what was going on in my head? And I was like, dude, I was pissed off. I was so pissed off. And all the music I listened to was aggressive. And like, I don't really listen to much anymore, but like screamo, you know, I'm talking like, what is it? The Devil Wears Prada and A Skylit Drive, like all these crazy screamo like artists that he's just like, who are these people? He's like, who are you listening to?
It's all right. I was listening to Slayer when I was in middle school.
There you go.
That was my big thing.
I think we were all pissed off in middle school.
Like, that's pretty much.
That's when you feel those emotions for the first time. You're like, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
Wear a dark shirt and turn up the music, right?
This song hits me personally because, you know, not aside from my accident kind of thing, you know, like I've worked in a lot of customer service jobs, you know, between 1099 gigs, you know, work in retail, food industry kind of things. And, you know, in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do the service that you're asking me for. But mind you, I'm only getting paid hourly. I'm getting right. No benefits, no 401k, no retirement. So I'm going to do what you're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that seems right. And I'm not going to be rude about it. But you go over there and they're like, oh, but excuse me, I wanted you to smile and mm-hmm. I wanted you to be perky. I wanted you to be happy and tell me my fortune. And I'm like, that'll be about $350.
Yeah, exactly.
like, excuse me, like, yeah, that'll be about $350. Like,
you know, in Europe, what I love about Europeans, like customer service in Europe, I went over there and I was like, they're not, oh my gosh, have a great day. Thank you so much. Okay, did you find everything you needed? Not at all. They are straight human beings. They do the exchange. I'm like, are you mad at me? Like, what did I do? You know, why aren't you telling me to have a great day and that I'm an amazing person right now? But then at the end of the transaction, and this happened all the time, the end of the transaction, they looked me dead in the eyes and they gave me a smile and they said, you know, in whatever language or mostly in English, they were just like, have a great day. And they meant it. Like, I could see it. I could feel it. And I was so refreshed because the other thing you get is this fake version of happiness in America. You know, it's this like plastic printout.
Especially Southern.
Like, yes.
Or the South, like Texas. Like.
Yes. Which I love Southern hospitality. It's better than them not opening the door for you, but like, don't do it if you don't mean it.
Right.
Like that I don't like.
Right.
So yeah, you get a lot of that, especially here in Houston, but like the waiters and stuff that we've had, man, I love waiters that are like, really chill. They're doing their job well. And then if I'm like, hey man, how's it going? They're like, oh, that's cool. And then we can have a real conversation. We tip those guys more even. Like that one guy, he was like, yeah, believe me. Like, you know, usually it's not like this. Or he was just being really honest. I'm like, dude, I like this guy.
Just doing little things for them. Like, you know, like, some, like I have, because I worked service industry. So it's like, I'll put my stuff where they can easily grab it and bust and things like that. And then I had somebody who like, oh my God, you thought about doing that? Nobody does that. I was like, yeah, I have a soul.
Yeah.
And a conscience.
and respect. I wasn't raised by wolves, and even if I was, they would still tell me, don't do that. Right. Like, you know?
I have a soul. Yeah, actually.
Like, I was like, no, you don't need to whisper sweet nothings into my ear, leave rosebuds to the table. Like, no, I don't expect that from you. And that doesn't mean you're not doing service or being happy. Maybe this is you being happy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't smile all the time, but I'm living my best life. Yeah. And they're like, why don't you smile? And I'm like, why don't you eat me?
And maybe you're not happy today. All right. And if I know that, maybe I will look in my book and see if there's something I can do to make you happy. And if not, well, I'll live another day. You know? Exactly. Somebody else might make you happy.
Exactly.
Or do something that makes you happy. But happiness is such an elusive thing, too. Like, just what does it mean to be happy? And, you know, how do you become happy? I think it's a very broad topic to think about, but, you know.
And I mean, there's some forms of happiness we can't talk about because I'm not trying to talk about adult things, like, you know what I'm saying? But hey, whatever makes you happy, as long as it's consensual and safe, okay? With adults. You weirdos.
You weirdos.
All right? You know what I'm saying? So y'all are going to be making the video for this song soon.
That's
right. I know what he's excited about, the part he's excited about, looking up that chocolate later. But what are you excited about with the music video?
I actually don't even know what's going to happen. Like, I've been focusing on, like, marketing and the other side of things. So this has been a lot of her planning and getting together all the girls and storyboarding and things like that. So she's been networking like crazy.
Yeah. Goodness. So I have a background in film. And so I have some connections, like I was telling you, with different filmmakers and different camera work. What are they called? Like, cameramen? I don't know. Videographers?
Yeah, videographers. Yeah.
Shows how much I learned. And so it was for acting, okay? I was trying to get the inside scoop so I could be an actress. But so I've got some connections there, but I do know how to storyboard. You know, like I know how this works and I know what the vision is. And so even with the artwork for the single, can't wait to show you. I will show you.
Ooh.
No, it's show you on right the now.
Yes.
I'll show you right now, yes. But they can't. Sorry, you guys cannot see it yet until it's released, which it will be released now because, you know, future you. Hello, future. That's weird to think of. All right, let me show you this.
Yeah.
I had this vision in my mind. I was like, we need to get artwork for it. Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, we need to get artwork for Happy Girl. Can we do this like now? It was like 10 o'clock at night and we're like exhausted.
I'm not a photographer. I know how to, I can shoot a manual, but I don't know angles and like, I'm not a great photographer.
Yeah. So I was like, I have this image in my mind for Happy Girl. I want to do this. And can we do it? Took us just a little while. We got in there exactly what I wanted. So this is.
I love that.
You get it though, yes, right? Like
I love
it's
that.
Cheesy, but also kind of cool.
I love that. It's simple, but effective. I love that. I love that. Yeah. Yes.
And it's funny because everything above that is not. So like some other photos of it are just like blacked out eyes and stuff.
I love that, man. Yeah. So Happy Girl is going to be released on the 24th of this month.
That's right. The very first one.
Yeah. And 50 songs. That means like dropping one pretty much for every month of this year, just about.
Yeah. We got 12 songs finished. Yeah, and a lot of those I have more part in. Happy Girl specifically, like, I mean, even production-wise, like, it wasn't, like, a lot of instruments. It's, like, maybe 5 instruments in there. Yeah, drums, the bass, guitar, and some, like, the synth bendy stuff I do live, too. Mm-hmm. And when I first made it, I heard the guitar riff, and at first, it reminded me of like John Mayer back when he was doing like "I Want to Run Through the Halls of My High School."
I want to run through the halls of my high school.
Like his.
I want to scream at the top of my lungs. I love that song.
Yeah, that was like the rhythm that I heard from it. But once the lyrics started coming on, the vocals, because she like got attached to it immediately when she heard the production, and I was like, I don't even really like this.
Oh yeah, he showed me the demo.
Like I'm like, I don't think this is one of my scrap productions. Like I wasn't even happy with
it. This one is sick. It's like there was raw emotion in that guitar.
And I was like, all right, we're going for it. You like it, so. And then she came up with the lyrics. I'm like, huh. And so since then, I was like, this is your project. Like this is like, Happy Girl is definitely mostly like
on you. Like I didn't want to interfere with lyrics. I didn't want to interfere with anything. I just wanted to try to support it wherever it needed to go.
How did you write like that? I don't think I've even asked you like, like, cause most of his production isn't heavy guitar like that. It's a lot more synth pop. Like that's our thing.
That was just the first thing I played. I picked up the guitar one morning, walked into my crowded rundown studio, and that was just the first thing that I played. It was just a rhythm. And it's weird because I usually start with drums because drums are my worst instrument. So I'm like, well, start with it. And then I can work around that. But that song, I actually started on guitar and I just picked it up and immediately started playing the riff. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah. Like listening to Happy Girl and then thinking about your earlier tracks that I first got to listen to, Cookies on a Saturday Morning and In My Veins, which is still one of my absolute favorite songs.
In My Veins, by the way, that is very related to Happy Girl. That song was written right during an episode. Like really? One of these, what do you call it? Just like a mental breakdown, an anxiety attack where I'm just like, you know, I try. What is it? I tried to give what I didn't have. My energy's down. My mind is freaking out. I don't believe what you're telling me now. Woke up and I'm feeling low. Woke up and I'm feeling low.
You're the ghost.
You're the ghost when I'm all alone. Right now, this is all I know. Hold me close. Hold me close. Yeah. In My Veins is literally almost the same song. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you like that one too.
I can hear the evolution though in y'all's guys' sound though with Happy Girl. Like it's a mm-hmm. different kind of feel to your previous projects, but it's still 24 Resting. Like if it was an outfit, I'd be like, oh, that's so 24 Resting.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's awesome that you noticed that because that's literally what happened. Because the reason why we did 50 songs was because our process was we write, release, right? Like, and just as we're going. And so the first couple of songs, Empty Apartment, In My Veins, Cookies on a Saturday Morning, Way to Go, like they're all so different from each other. And it's because we didn't really know what our sound wanted to be. So we were just trying like different things. And so how do we sound on an acoustic track? How do we sound in an 80s sounding track? How do we sound in a pop sounding track? Yeah. And eventually we sat down and we were like, well, one, it's kind of conceited to think that like every song you write is going to be the one, right? Like you can just write a perfect song every single time. And so we were like, well, that's like the number kept on coming to us and it was like, let's write 50 songs and pick the best out of those 50, because it's like, yeah, we're not going to write a perfect song every time, but we'll, in that process, we found our sound. Yeah. We found like our writing process, how we like to write, and just everything that went in it. So it's like we developed so much as artists just actually sitting down and writing so many different songs. And now there's actually some cohesiveness in there. And it's a lot of like, you can see like what you're saying, all those songs leading up to that, leading up to that sound. But it's in its right place right now.
And the cool thing I'd say about these 12 tracks, at least that we picked, all 50 of them, but the 12 that we're going to release, the cool thing that we're kind of thinking about it is, it, you know, if we ever put them on a full album, this is like the baggage. We got to do something with our baggage. This is who we were. And then our next album after that is going to be like who we are now. Like, I'm just so excited to see where it evolves from here, because I'm not wasting any of that junk. I'm putting it in song, and I'm, you know, any trauma. It's like, you know what? I'm going to write a damn good song about this and people are going to freaking like it. And that's going to be my reward. And I'm going to keep that. You can keep all the other bad memories, but I'm going to keep that. You know what I mean? And then whatever's next, it'll evolve from there. We'll be different people next time we write more music. But yeah, these songs for now, I don't know if I'll ever get tired of them. I'm sure I will at some point, you know, like how can the Chili Peppers still love Give It Away? You know, like, but then how could they not?
Yeah.
You know, so.
They're poor musicians though. There must be like go to a show doing that song for like 36 shows. They're like, their hands, they're like, have you been playing? They're like, oh, I guess I have.
Right, right.
Like muscle memory. They're like, dude, I don't even know.
Yeah.
They'd
be
like at Burger King, like, damn it. I'm trying to eat. Yeah. Like,
just doing Give It Away.
John Frusciante is trying to order food. He's like, hey, da na na da na da 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 da
Oh man, I am so excited. So after, so with the Happy Girl, it's going to be the audio release on the 24th. Do you have an estimated idea of when you think the music video may be published?
As soon as possible. So yeah, we didn't even talk much about that really. It's a bit of a surprise. So by the time this airs, it might not be ready, but as soon as possible after the song's released, I want people to hear the song and enjoy it and then get the visual after, because I really like, you know, I like hearing a song and getting my own visuals, right? Just like reading a book and then make the movie. So as soon as possible, but it is going to be cool. It's going to be all girls, all female power, right? Just all these girls except Michael. He's going to be right there holding down the guitar, and that's going to be the ironic, funny thing about it too. You know, like, got to have a guy in the mix just being like, dealing with these women, you know, just like being a strong support. But no, it's going to be really good. And the girls, we actually will have a birthday the day of, because the theme is like a birthday party, right? Yeah. So it's going to have like this cake and 24, happy birthday, 24 resting, you know? Yes. So it's going to be awesome. But yeah, hopefully as soon as possible afterwards. Yeah.
We want people to be able to enjoy it and have enough time to enjoy it before the next song comes out, and then promotion starts for that one.
Yep.
You know,
because that next one's going to be good too. And that's got to get a lot of attention, a lot of love. And hopefully after that, just spirals.
Yeah. 12 songs in a year means also 12 months of like art, like consistently of having to create for these songs and getting things ready and stuff. So.
And for right now, y'all plan to keep Happy Girl and all these upcoming songs as singles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It'd be interesting because we are still looking like at some point to sign to a label just because we could use the help. We could use the team. Mm-hmm. Right now, everything that we do is two people. One, because we're broke. And two, because like that the talent's all we really have, you know? Yeah. So
the talent, the drive, the time. Yeah.
So we're using it as much as we can. So it'd be really cool to take these 12 songs, kind of like touch them up a bit, have somebody who knows, like get some more ears on it, get some more editing done, refine it, and then add in some of those other songs from the 50 and do like a really, really big album, like a drop. Yeah. And that would be really cool.
Yeah, man.
But
y'all got the most important things, the talent, the drive, the consistency, and too bad Mama Jamma's, you know, making PB&J look like, how did you do that? Like, I swear I've been making peanut butter jelly sandwiches all my life. It never looked and tasted that good.
Make 50 back to back. That's the key.
Real life. And in doing it, you know, with people that share the same ambition, not just somebody that's pulling the whole, driving the whole train while the other person's like,
right.
Oh my God. So any plans for any upcoming shows so that people that did not get to see the new song live will get to see it?
Man.
We have connections in the works. Right now, we're trying to think about what's going to be best for people coming into 2024. Like I said, the economy is very not great right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't afford to go to shows. And touring is actually going to be a lot harder right now because you got to think about gas prices increasing, food increasing, and all that other stuff. And so we're definitely going to put a lot of focus on free content. So videos online, trying to use our social networks to kind of bring our fan base together, and then hit larger shows. Mm-hmm. So like whenever we do a show, it's going to be like a big deal.
Nice.
Instead of trying to focus on every little show that we can possibly do. And it'd be nice. We have a few artists that we've talked to. We want to like collaborate with people. Mm-hmm.
Doing it live is definitely something that we love to do, and we get a lot out of that, and people get a lot out of that too versus just online. But like he's saying, just you have to go where it's moving right now. Like, you have to be really flexible. And I think we're going to do a lot of live performances, like live stream performances, which is going to be fun and going to be cool. But honestly, I think if a good opportunity comes up to play it live, we absolutely will. But I don't think we're going to be dealing with the things that we've dealt with for so long with venues, you know, just like smaller time venues. And it's just, it's not really worth it to us right now. What's worth it to us is to get these songs to as many people as possible. And like you said, we have the first things first. That if, like, we didn't have that before. Not, I didn't think that our songs were bad, but there was something that happened in this past 6 months, even, that it's cooked and it's ready. I'm going to use some of your euphemisms here. Like, it is so ready. It is, you can smell it now, and the people will come to us. You know what I mean? Like, the ears will come to us because the right thing is right. And so from there, the content, and, you know, we'll just do our best to put out the content. But live shows will be special. We only played two at the end of last year. So
we weren't even supposed to do that because, as you know, the songs weren't released.
Right.
Like, all the songs we played, they weren't released. They weren't finished. So whenever we played played White Swan.
And then a coffee shop.
Yeah. And, yeah, so what the songs that you were hearing and the tracks and stuff, that was all in the middle of us, like, writing and recording and stuff. Like, she had just finished the lyrics for most of those songs.
Wow.
So, there was a couple of opportunities that popped up for those shows, and we didn't want to not play live. We actually wanted to test out some of these songs and see, like, the reason why we're releasing Happy Girl first is because people like you came up afterwards and, like, Happy Girl's awesome. Like, Happy Girl's my favorite song. So it's like, that was very useful. But,
and there are going to be several songs that no one has heard at all. Like, we didn't play them live. We wanted to, but we didn't have enough time because we played like 9 songs when we played live. So, we've got some that, they're just so different, you know, each one of them. And see, a run is one to look out for. That's going to come out on June 24th, which is my birthday.
She specifically requested it.
Specifically, June 24th, that month is my month. So my favorite song is called Run. And that song wrote itself. So we will come back and we will have to do another interview and talk about Run. We'll have to talk about all the other songs that we got going on, and just excited for it. It's going to be a really big year.
Oh, man. I'm so excited. 2024 is going to be the year, y'all. Okay. Mm-hmm. With these two together. I mean, who doesn't like peanut butter and jelly? Especially when it has, like, exuberance and pizzazz and just.
Peanut butter and mango, actually.
Ooh.
Try that.
Oh,
that's a thing, and it is so good, Missy. It sounds insane. Think about it, though.
Oh, no.
Peanut butter and grape. Peanut butter and strawberry. Try peanut butter and mango.
Ooh.
It is so good.
Oh, with just a dash of tahini in there, so you get that sweet and spicy.
With a dash of tahini. It is so good. She's drooling.
And now we're doing ASMR.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Man.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you guys so much for sharing some of these spoiler alerts about Happy Girl and these upcoming songs. I cannot wait to blow up the Spotify.
And next Saturday is going to be so much fun.
Oh,
so much
God.
Fun. So happy you're going to be
Which
there.
Which actually, when this is released, it'll be available on Spotify.
That's right.
So
it is available now, future people. Go check it out on Spotify, Happy Girl by 24 Resting. It is out now everywhere. YouTube, lyric video, maybe at that point, maybe not, but we are planning. So go check it out, and let's do a cheers to Happy Girl and to 2024. I'm going to use a strawberry.
That's hot.
Yeah, it is hot. It's hot chocolate.
So hot.
It's hot chocolate.
So hot.
I think the chocolate burned.
Uh-oh. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, yeah. Probably should have.
I didn't turn it off. That's okay. I'll scrape the bottom.
Well, we got to share with our strawberries. Let's do it.
All right.
Come here, Bertha.
Yeah, that looks like a Bertha.
She does, man. She feels like one, too. Okay. All right. Yes. Cheers. Yes. And now available, y'all need to support these awesome people with some awesome merch, okay? 100% cotton feels so good. If you're in Houston, you sweat like sinner like me, cotton is your best friend. This logo does not come off, does not scratch off. Watch this 300-500 times, still looks bright as rain, okay? Shout out to Disturbing Design for providing the merch. Y'all are the realest. And where can these fine folk get these 24 Resting t-shirts?
Call me. That looks really good on you, by the way.
Thank you. That's a great shirt. Thank you. Thank you.
We'll probably be getting some more merch this year, some new designs, some new... I think we have a lot of cool ideas for merch, actually, not just shirts.
We'll be working on a website for digital marketing and stuff like that. So follow us on Instagram and TikTok, and we'll make an announcement whenever that when new merch launches.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. I'm excited, man. Well, y'all heard it from these wonderful people yourselves. Go now and stream Happy Girl. Okay, get ready for that video release coming out soon. And the 24th of every month.
Every month, baby. You can't forget it.
Okay? Literally, save it in your calendar right now, okay? 24 resting, 24th of the month. You got this. I believe in you.
Makes sense.
Okay? Go ahead and hit that refresh at midnight because there's going to be some fire waiting for you, okay?
That's right. It's going to burn. It's going to burn hotter than this chocolate.
Which is so good. Which is still so good. But the music's even better.
I like that. It's good marketing.
Well, thank you guys for blessing the podcast one more time. And do you have any last bit of advice for some happy girls that are struggling to stay happy?
Absolutely.
Eat chocolate.
Eat chocolate. Strawberries, girl. Now. Go do it. Go get chocolate. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate. White chocolate. All of them. Get some berries in your body. Enjoy it. Treat yourself. Self-care. And I would just say, talk to somebody. Be honest about it. And go inside, see what's going on, and do that work. Because that is the achievement. That's better than any work that you're going to do. And you're not going to get paid for it with money. You're going to get paid for it with happiness. So
there's no currency greater. Okay?
Amen.
You can't find it on the shelf. You can't order it on Amazon.
Oh, what?
You gotta bring it out from right here, baby. It's sitting right here.
It's all in the warehouse.
You just gotta unlock it, okay?
That's right. You got the key. You the gatekeeper.
Yep. Okay. And if somebody wants to boohoo, pass them a tissue and tell them to get over it. Because it's your turn to boohoo.
You have a tissue for me, actually.
I do have a tissue.
You need a boohoo.
Okay. See, I boohooed while I was at work because I know how to do two things at once. All right. Yeah. Multitasker right here. Yeah. I'll send y'all around my resume if you're looking. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us this week. And we'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.
Bye.